Welcome to Nazaria, a world of fading magic, a world on fire. Amidst an elven war over power and an ever-closing annihilation none seem to notice, will our heroes rise above the flames and change the world of Nazaria forever? Our story begins in a carriage, trotting along a dirt road, holding a slumbering half-elf and a snoozing gnome who is about to slam his head onto a post.
Ah!
You all right?
Fine, sir. Where are we?
About an hour from Carith. Ever been to Carith?
Can't say I have. Is it nice?
Sure, lovely if you love the water. Good for fishing in the spring. Is your friend okay?
Yes, just a heavy sleeper. Emil!
What?
We just got to...
Carith.
Carith.
All right. Now what?
We look for work.
Baling hay and milking cows, I presume.
We'll find a tavern.
There's always a tavern, isn't there, Keelan?
Well, I haven't seen you doing anything since Pike's Point.
You mean after I buried my mother?
Forgive me.
It's fine. Other than taverns, where can we look?
The inns?
Taverns it is.
On the other side of the port city, a tall, broad orc stepped off of a fishing boat onto a rickety dock.
Many thanks, Sailor Dwarf.
I'm a halfling, and you're perfectly welcome. We were coming this way anyways.
Tell me, small one, where can an orc find a chug of bitter?
What?
An ale.
Oh, try the Rusted Anchor. They may not serve you on account of you being an orc and all,
then I shall kill them.
But it's your best bet.
Wait, what?
Good day, small one.
Good day, sir.
Damn sea winds. Quite drafty in here.
Oh, it's not so bad.
That's because you're downwind of me.
Oh. Anyways, rather dull in here, don't you think?
Well, most people are working on the docks right now.
Boys from the Golden Rose are being sued.
The Golden Rose is here?
Golden Rose?
You remember Sarin, the half-elf who gave us rations and Kramisk?
Vaguely?
That's the men he said he was with. Some sort of military group.
Mercenaries?
Something like that.
Hello, fellow travelers.
Afternoon.
Come over. Have a seat.
Great. Barman, I need a drink and a feed.
All right, Orc. Got any coin? Not enough. And this is a clam.
Yes, but a very shiny clam.
Tell you what, I can get you a pint of river water and some stale bread.
Oh, just the water then.
Sure.
Nice to meet you, dwarf and elf. I am Thimbus.
I'm Keelan. I'm a gnome. And that's Emil. He's only half elf.
Too many kinds of tiny people.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to...
Pile in, lads.
The room was flooded with the scent of hard work and sulfur. A group of unsavory characters clad in blue all took their seats along the tavern. This was the Golden Rose.
Sarin! Over here!
Sarin was a young half-elf, thin and standing at 6 foot, his curly brown hair covered in soot and dust. He wore a long blue dark coat, trimmed with gold and sporting a golden rose embroidered over his left breast pocket.
Oh, hello there. Have we met?
Kramisk, I believe.
Oh, Emil, right?
Yes, and how are you?
I'm amazing. How are you? Did you find your mother?
I did, but she passed away soon after.
Oh, I'm so very sorry.
It's all right.
So, what brings you to Carith?
Work. Keelan and I are a bit short on funds to get back to Oakenspire. Besides, I still don't feel I've accomplished much since we left.
Work? Why didn't you ask back in Kramisk? The Golden Rose would be glad to have a holy man like yourself in our ranks. And we could use any help from your gnome friend as well.
I'm a wizard, friend. Mercenary work? I'm not sure, Emil.
Far from mercenary work. We were contracted by King Rhywood himself to end the war.
High Elven King Rinwood has contacted you to end the war with the Wood Elves?
Yes.
That has been raging on for 55 years. He must have a lot of faith in you.
Technically, we've been contracted to find the island of Herrick.
That island is a myth. How do you plan on finding it? Do you have a map to it, or do you just plan on sailing into uncharted waters hoping you have a map?
Yes. You said you were a wizard. Are you familiar with Gildan Velkorn?
He ran Falcrow Academy. He was my teacher. Of course I
do. Who?
The last immortal elf, and the oldest and smartest person in the world.
And I believe this belongs to him.
As Sarin uncurled the tattered and frayed parchment, it documented islands unknown by man or fae. And one island drew their attention in particular. Herrick.
What is this island?
It is believed that the immortal elves left and went to the island of Herrick after some sort of dispute.
And we believe it holds a soul tree.
Those were mostly destroyed in the Great Shattering. The only one left belongs to the Wood Elves. Finding another would be great for the High Elves.
And it would most likely bring a peaceful end to the war.
This sounds extraordinary! I can help!
As can I.
What is our pay?
2 gold per week, with a guaranteed total of 12 weeks. And, if we do well, King said he'd raise our pay to 5 gold for the next contract.
So, 2 gold a week for 12 weeks, that's a lot!
You gentlemen hungry?
I am quite...
starving.
Innkeeper! Mutton and meat!
Oh, this is good.
So, you would like to join us?
Of course, my friend.
No, I think that's a yes! Count me in!
Time to find an island, eh?
Is there anything you'll need? Clothing? Armor? A mount, perhaps?
Huh, Themis's legs are stronger than any mount.
Got a spare horse?
Yes, of course. An albino. Most of the men think he's cursed.
I'll take him.
Any ponies?
Aha! I may have something for you. Can you lot follow me to the stables? She's sleeping in the last stall.
Is it a dwarven breed or some sort of halfling work pony?
Here she is.
That's a hound.
Huh, not even a hound. Barely a pup.
She's 8 weeks old. She's small now, but her mother was a large breed. When she grows up, you can ride her easily. And the horse is over here, Emil.
Strong legs. He'll be a good horse.
Any idea what you'll name him?
Lunch, if not fast.
I'll think about it.
And you, Keelan?
I'll name her Roxy.
A good name. Do you men have an inn to stay at?
No.
We don't either.
Go to Dock 29. Oaktooth will set you up in the ship. We sail out tomorrow morning.
Lovely. I think the dock is this way. We just need to...
Lost?
The trio looked behind them to see an old man standing in an alleyway, cards flicking in between his fingertips, and he smiled a green, cracked smile at them.
No, I think we're fine.
No, friend. You're lost. I can tell. Would you like some direction?
Sure, I suppose.
Have a seat.
Oh, fortune teller. We're not interested.
First one's free.
Wouldn't hurt, I guess. I'll go first.
Take a card. Wheel of Fortune. Planning a trip. What about you, gnome?
All right.
The devil? Looks like you've grown accustomed to a certain way of life. Well, you should use discretion next time you find something you'd like to have. Greenie?
Fine.
Death? Not to frighten you, friend. It simply means the end of something. Maybe a massive change. Perhaps you'll find something.
I believe we should go.
Do be careful. Oh, and Dock 29 is that way.
Thanks, future man.
Dock 29 held a warship. A thick, bulky warship with blue-chipped paint across both sides. And upon that warship was a dwarf, staring across the sea.
Excuse me, are you Oaktooth?
Aye, that be me.
Sauron sent us.
New recruits, I see.
Yes, pleasure to meet you, sir.
Oh, I'm not a sir. Oaktooth is fine.
The dwarf smiled a kind smile, revealing 8 wooden teeth, each carved with a different dwarven rune.
We'll get you set right up in the barracks there, mister.
I'm Emil, of the Order of Ceratocious, God of Fate.
Oh, a paladin? I worship Morant myself. I don't know much about your God of Fate.
Keelan Deedle Tinker. I'm a wizard. I've studied at the Fulcrow Academy.
In what form of magic did you study, lad?
Conjuration.
And what's your story there, orc?
Thimbus, I kill.
You'll fit in wonderfully here. I just need you all to sign some contracts. Lovely. Follow me then. This was once a dwarven forge ship before we bought it.
That explains the small ceilings and the smell of beard?
Yeah, the beard smell never really comes out. Most of the lads are out at the docks and taverns. This is Marimus.
Hola, compadres.
Marimus was a middle-aged human with short gray hair and light gray stubble.
And this is the barracks. The kitchen and the mess hall are below us. The storage area and the stables are below that. I'm the cook here, and I hope you're all ready for 10 weeks of rice, pickled fish, and dried venison.
I suppose I'll take the top one. Keelan, you want bottom bunk?
This is where I'll sleep.
That's just the hay we feed the horses in the stables with.
It's perfect.
All right, then. Sleep well, lads.
I'm so sorry. I thought you were a pillow.
My mistake. I'm Colin.
Colin was a halfling, with short blonde hair, hazel eyes, and he stood at 3'10" and wore a green coat, yellow trousers, and a handsome grin.
Are you a soldier?
Actually, I'm a bard. I played a flute. I'll just take the other bunk.
What made you join the Rose?
I'm low on funds and easy on the eyes. I'm sure this will bring me some gold. Maybe I'll ride an epic. If you ever need music, just let me know.
Already morning?
Full sails, men! Onward!
And off they go, into the unknown, into the unexpected, and into the wonders of Nazaria.
So, they sail out in the morning.
I'll be boarding the ship with them. They'll never even notice me.
Sure they'll find the island.
If the half-breed uses the map I gave him.
You get a good look at the new recruits.
Or a mask. Or their fortunes. They're nothing special. It's all going just as planned.
Hi, I'm Soup. I portray the narrator. Nazaria is based on a game set in the homebrew Dungeons & Dragons setting, designed by me. The character of Thimbus was created and portrayed by Barclay Brown. The character of Keelan was created by Moose and portrayed by Kit Harrison. The characters of Sauron,
and the fortune teller were both portrayed by Kellison Forrester. The characters of Colin and Oaktooth were portrayed by Ryan J. Crowder. The character of Emile was portrayed by Clark the Bear Angel. Art for this episode was supplied by Gothic Architecture cosplayer Mondo Quando. Follow his Instagram in the description. Ambience and sound design were supplied by Sirenscape, a great tool for any tabletop game. Link in the description. Background music was supplied by Dark Fantasy Studio. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.